The Cowboys would like to thank another great sponsor of Clear Out West Radio Show, The Cowboy Shop. Get online at www.cowboyshop.com and do a little shopping for anything you need Western. You can also give them a call at area code 307-367-4300. That's The Cowboy Shop. They have everything you need, from clothes to tack to anything Western. Tell Bob and Carolyn we sent you.
Hi, this is Bren Hill, and you're in Cow Country listening to Andy and Jim on Clear Out West Radio.
That's right, Bren Hill. You are listening to Clear Out West Radio Show, and he's tuned in just in time for Farrier's Fire. What do you got for us this week?
Well, in honor of Mulligan Stew,
yeah.
Just because you can doesn't mean you should.
I think we did a whole show on that one time, didn't we?
At one point, we probably did.
Right.
Well, you know, us sometimes as farriers,
sure.
Us farriers,
yeah.
Sometimes every now and then we get a kind of a God complex.
Think that we got all the answers.
Oh, we've got all the answers, and I can fix this.
Oh, yes, and should you.
And should you, yeah.
Right.
And you have a client, you know, that's got a show horse. Well, I want him to throw his feet like a walker.
Yeah.
His feet are so big, we need to make them smaller.
Yeah. Just because you can doesn't mean you should.
That's right. When you start weighting those horses' hooves, that's going to put stress on the cannon bone and every other joint that it's connected to, right?
Right, yep.
And just because your client wants that horse to throw his feet like a walker or a foxtrotter, maybe you shouldn't.
Yeah.
Let's think about it. Let's see what the condition of the horse is, and is it really worth it?
And that's human nature. We want our horses to be like this.
Yes.
Okay, we've got this perfect picture, right?
We've got a tiny head and small feet.
Little tiny feet, and they're all black, they're hard.
Let's let prudence step in every now and then.
What a grand idea. You know, just because you can doesn't mean you should.
Exactly.
That's some great information there, big feller, and thank you for Farrier's Fire.
My pleasure.
Now, if these good folks want to get a hold of you and they say, hey, I'm the one paying the bill here.
Exactly.
Right. How are they going to get a hold of us?
Yes, belly up to the old confuser and go to clearoutwest.com and send us an email at cowboys@clearoutwest.com.
If they would like to request a Dick's Pick,
dick@clearoutwest.com.
You betcha. Leave us a voicemail, 307-360-8776. And, of course, Pony Express rides clear to our house. Just because you can doesn't mean you should.
Right.
P.O. Box 1547, Pinedale, Wyoming, 82941.
Did all right.
Didn't do too bad.
I think we did all right.
I was talking to some folks down in Utah that are paying $200 a shoeing now.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Really?
Yep. Ooh, boy.
No,
yeah.
My back. No.
No, I'm not
I'm
getting
not
no,
going there. No.
That's not even tempting to me.
Not even.
Let's have some music.
Oh, yes, please.
Bren Hill's riding along with us. She loves me anyway.
I don't do dishes. I don't mow the lawn. I don't do laundry. Sleeping too long, and I'm a little clumsy, but what can I say? Yeah. She loves me anyway. I forgot her birthday and her anniversary. Spent all of our money buying stuff for me. I told her I was sorry, but what could I say? Yeah. She loves me anyway. Is it my cowboy charm? Muscles in my arm. Oh, the way that I look in my BVD. Is it the jokes I tell? The way I scream and I yell? When she tries to watch one of her DVDs, like Pretty Woman or Notting Hill, I didn't make the bed. Left the seat up on the john. I drank all of the OJ, and the Lucky Charms are all gone. And last night I fell asleep. I thought I heard her say, yeah, I love you. Anyway,
oh yeah, I can't believe she loves me anyway. Yeah,
thank goodness.
Yeah, no,
for
well,
good women.
She,
huh?
Yeah, she's stuck with me.
Yeah.
Yeah, she doesn't have a choice now.
That's
yeah.
a fact.
Love
yeah.
that. Yeah, mm-hmm. sure.
Yeah.
We talked about honesty and integrity,
right? And how. Yeah. Sometimes it's not there.
Yep.
Not so common.
Not so common, right.
And then we degraded to the four-letter mentality.
Yeah, right, yeah. Well, let's talk about common sense.
It's not so common.
Not so common.
Not so common.
Anymore, yeah.
Well, and then we have to go with choice and accountability.
Oh, man. Oh, boy. You know, I want to go back to just because you can doesn't mean you should. Okay? Let's apply that to everyday life.
Oh, okay.
Not just shoeing horses.
Amen.
Right?
Amen.
Yeah. Just because you can voice your opinion, does it always mean you should?
Well, and we've been relegated to three or four word sentence for conversations, right?
Holy cow. Here we go. Here we go.
Humans are not built that way.
Texting.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We right. can't. I have a rule.
Yeah.
Along with John.
Okay, go ahead.
Two texts, you're getting a phone call.
after two texts,
after
here
two
comes
texts,
the phone call.
You're getting a phone
yeah,
call.
Yeah, that's right. I have another rule that I have implemented.
Mm-hmm.
If I have to stand to order my food, I'm not tipping.
You're right.
Right?
You're right.
Okay,
That's a good rule.
I know I'm a cheap SOB, but, you know, if I've got to stand in front of somebody and give them my order and wait for my order and such.
No tip.
I am not tipping.
No tip.
Okay, anyway.
Yeah. You tell know, your employer to give you
your living
wage.
Your employer needs to up your wages.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's a true statement.
And don't touch my cheeseburger. Don't raise the price on my cheeseburger.
Don't even.
Don't you dare.
Yeah. Yeah, right. So there you go. Back to honesty and integrity.
There you go.
Right? Yeah.
Well, and a lot of people that need integrity can't spell it.
Yeah. True story. Yeah. What does that mean?
Yeah. What does that mean?
Well, we can throw in their history and heritage.
Okay. Yeah. Let's go there.
Exactly. If we don't write this stuff down,
mm-hmm.
if we don't record this stuff,
mm-hmm.
it goes and it's gone and it's goes fast. There isn't a day go by that I don't wish I could pick up my phone and talk to Dad and ask him a question.
Exactly.
Or Mom.
Or, your kids or your grandkids do something funny and cute.
Yeah.
And, I should let Mom know.
Yeah.
No.
Oh, yeah. Or, you know, I don't remember. What was that person's name?
Exactly.
Yeah. Who was it that did this? And mm-hmm. The only mm-hmm. people that remember are Mom or Dad.
Exactly. Well, and if somebody in Oakley, Idaho is listening, Uncle Dick told the story about shooting Big Spur Daly in the butt with a .22 rifle.
22.
Who was Big Spur?
Who
he
was
couldn't
Big Spur
remember
Daly?
His real name. And Uncle Dick's gone now.
He was a sheep herder, wasn't he?
He was part of the sheep herder. herding
pardon
bunch.
The sheep
yeah.
herding bunch, yeah. but that's all I know.
That's all we know.
And we don't know the circumstances.
what was going on?
What actually happened?
Well, it was sitting on the bench of the wagon.
Oh, okay.
The
is 22 that right?
rifle. And for one reason or another, Uncle Dick thought he should reach up and pull the trigger.
Touch the trigger. Was it a clean wound? Did it go all the way
through? I was clean through and through. No bones got hit, but it was a long ride back to town.
Oh, I'll bet. Boy, there's some good stories there. Hey, we need to ditch out to another commercial. Yeah, but the good news is when we come back, the late Mr. Milton Taylor has some poetry for us.
Clear Out West Radio Show can be heard by thousands of people at any given time via radio or the World Wide Web, so why not advertise your product or service right here on Cal Radio? To become part of the Clear Out West advertising family, drop us a line at cowboys@clearoutwest.com or give us a buzz at 307-360-8776. Then you'll be partnered up with the fastest growing radio show of its kind. Enjoy the ride.